This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's not every day that we get to meet someone who was born in the middle of a literal war zone, spent a week sleeping on a park bench, has started an inclusive production company with his best buds Coldplay, and even opened for Snoop Dogg, and yet joins us humble folks at Joy Breakfast.
Well, our next guest has, and his brand new track, My Sky, has hit the Joy playlist with fire. And we are so honoured this morning to be joined by Emmanuel Kelly, not only to chat about music and life, but be graced with a live lounge of My Sky. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Thank you. It's amazing to be here.
It's so wonderful to have you here. You are a fantastic energy to have in the studio.
Thank you.
Now, you have overcome so much in your life, more than most. But take us back to the early days. When did you first discover your love of singing?
When I was in Iraq, music was a sort of a salvation. When a bomb would go off, or during that lifestyle, or a bullet would fire or whatever it was kind of a thing I used to just kind of escape. And then when I came out to Australia, I actually didn't want to be a musician. I wanted to be an actor first. And I realized and saw that with acting, if I went into that industry, I would just be kind of pigeonholed into playing the sort of that cripple role, that person, that differently abled role where, you know, I would be a veteran or I would be... And I wanted to be, you know, Tom Cruise. I wanted to be better than him. You know, I wanted to be, you know, on that front, not the Scientology part, but, you know, I love Scientology. I'm sure it's great. No, nothing against people that believe in it, but didn't want to go that route. But I certainly wanted to be an actor. I didn't feel there was a reason why I couldn't be an actor and be a, you know, a differently abled hero or be a, you know, all that sort of stuff. But then that kind of swung me over to music when I was listening to Coldplay one day. I mean, Mum had, you know, forced us to learn sort of old school songs from the Beatles to Give Me a Home Among the Gum Trees to Yellow Submarine, you know. So it was a lot of kind of getting that. But then I heard this band and it was Coldplay and it was a song called Yellow, and I immediately fell in love with the art of music and the art of being able to deliver your story and share who you are as a human being by words, but not by speaking them, but by singing them and writing them. And so to me, that felt right. And now I realize there's no reason why I can't pursue both. But certainly at the time, in a world where we're constantly judging, and even today, we're constantly judging where, you know, whether you're differently abled, you're LGBTQIA, you're black, you're white, you're green, you're blue, you're, you know, whatever it is, we're constantly judging, and we live in this world where we're, you know, our appearances seem to matter more than anything in the world. I think music is the one thing that just defies those odds and just breaches doorways, films as well, but music really, fights through, and it's the language that every single person speaks in the world, and I think is super important. And I realized that I was very lucky. I realized that at a super young age when I was like 11, and wow. I just decided to pursue it.
Good on you. I guess it's one thing to have a gift and a passion for music and another to turn that passion into something greater, which leads to where you are now. You've performed with some incredible artists, as we mentioned earlier, including Coldplay. How did you cross paths with Chris Martin from humbly listening to Yellow as a young kid on your mum's stereo?
First of all, he played with me. It's not the other way around.
Of course,
no,
yes.
No. So, Chris, you're the lucky one, mate. No. It's a funny story. I did an event in 2018 in LA, and Chris and Snoop were actually there to perform, and which was very fun. And it was actually my event, and I, you know, asked them to come, and they did. It was amazing, and I'm downstairs, and Chris is having this like kind of, you know, workout session in at the downstairs of the house we did it at. And he's just kind of working out and all this sort of stuff. And I thought to myself, is this the time I tell him that I was listening to him when I was six and or 8 years old and I was inspired by him? Because I'd never told him. And so as he's lifting his weights, I say, Chris, and he's shirtless and whatnot. And I say, so Chris, sweat coming off him. I say, Chris, I'm inspired by you. He looks at me and he goes, right. You know, I have a girlfriend, right? I said, yeah, not that kind of inspiration, mate, but I am inspired by you. I listened to you when I was, you know, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, and you kind of really sort of inspired me to pursue music. And the sweat's pouring off him and he goes, right, no pressure then, yeah? I said, no. Well, actually, a lot of pressure now. But it was, yeah, I mean, it's surreal, you know, because you're listening to them and then suddenly you're in the gym with them while they're pumping weights and you're just chilling, you know? It almost feels like it never happened in many ways, and it's like you're in this kind of trance and then you're performing with them, you know, or you're opening with them or whatever it is. And I'm a very, very fortunate person who I suppose at the end of the day just took my fortune and worked really, really, really hard and never gave up. And we should never give up on our dreams to continue that fortune no matter what circumstances bring us.
I'm into that.
We're chatting with Emmanuel Kelly. You're listening to Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. We're chatting with Emmanuel Kelly about his journey through his music and life.
Now, you almost tell this story as if it's like one day you're still at home at mum's place listening on the radio and the next thing you're hanging out in a gym with them. What was the process like in between? Like, was there hard work? Did you submit heaps of songs or did somehow you just find your way into this incredibly diverse world of music and just find your place where you fit?
Someone super wise,
was it me?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
As someone super wise just said to me one day, and I honestly, sadly and unfortunately don't remember, it's probably because it was kind of in passing, but it just stuck with me. And they said, relationships is currency. And I just figured I knew where I wanted to be and I knew where I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And no matter what anybody told me, and there were a lot of people that said, move on, get a real job. Mum, no, I'm kidding. but no, there were a lot of people. I mean, she believed in me and there were a lot of people that did believe in me. But, you know, a big part of them didn't want to see me get hurt. And so I think be willing to be hurt no matter what in your life, and just relationships is currency. So just create friendships. But when you create the friendships, don't be afraid to tell them what your dream is and what you want to achieve. And don't be afraid to hold them to their word of if they want to help you. Because at the end of the day, if they truly care what you want to achieve and they truly care about seeing you succeed, then they are your friend. But if they don't, then that's just fake love. And I got caught up in fake love of Hollywood and fake love of LA and the fake love of life. And I was so obsessed about the way somebody else thought of me that at the end of the day, all I had to remember and realize, and it took me a while, was it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. Sorry, it doesn't matter what I think. It's none of my business what anybody thinks of me. It's only my business what I think of myself.
Amen. So,
if I love me and I'm driven, then find the relationships to get there.
Now, I'm not sure if you are aware of the queer lord and savior that is RuPaul, whose words are, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? And then can I get an amen up in here? And
everyone
amen. Yeah, they're great words to live by. I can tell why you're...
It was probably RuPaul's words that just passed me, you know. I'm walking, hey baby, what's up, you do you, you know. So it was probably those words that just kind of suck in my head, but yeah, no, it was it's true though. It's beautifully said.
I couldn't agree more. Now, before we jump into your live performance, can you tell us a little bit about My Sky and the emotions that evoked when you performed this song?
Best songs were written in a bathroom. Didn't write this in a bathroom. Look, this song is very important to me. I was going through a really, really... Well, after X Factor, everything kind of just... You know, kind of just jumped on me, and it was really, really intense, and it was very, very sudden, but it was exciting. But then that excitement has its waterfall at some point. The water just kind of crashes down, and you go through, and it just crashes through and creates that waterfall, and it did. It just waterfalled down, and I had a lot of down periods. But after X Factor, I met this lovely gentleman next to me, Mr. Roberto Setki. His actual name is Rob Setki. Or is it Roberto? Never asked you that. Rob Setki. And we started writing this song, My Sky. And we're kind of going back and forth. And it was one of those things where within 30 minutes, we had half the song all lined up. And we had a demo. And it was great. And we recorded it, I think, on our phones. And then we went into the studio and recorded some pieces of it. But we never finished it. We never kind of got it to a place where we were happy with it, were we? Years later, I called Rob. I said, listen, mate, you know, you don't know this, but I've had a pretty rough patch over the last few weeks. I've been homeless. For the last year, I've slept on a couch, I've slept on a park bench, I've experienced it all. But this one day, Rob, I was looking at the sunrise, and I was walking down the street, and I just felt like I was singing the song. You know, I was singing this song and another song that we'd written, and actually two other songs I think we'd written. And he's like, that's awesome, man. I'm like, yeah, I just feel things are going to change. Things are going to look up for us and for me. And he always said, I've always believed you're going to get there, man. I've always gotten, you know, believed that we can make it. And we finished the song. You know, I came back to Oz a few months later, and we finished the song. We sat down, we finished the song. And when the song was finished, it just felt good. And then I called him, I don't know, maybe 2 years later again, and I said, hey man, by the way, we're releasing the song as a single, and this is who the company is, and this is what they're about. And it was Vamper and the team at Vamper and Vinyl, and that's kind of, you know, this song gave me light in some of the darkest and in one of the darkest periods of my life. And it was the second half of my life. I went from a box in Iraq to suddenly, and this war zone in Iraq, to fighting a new war zone of LA and a world of where we just live in this society where we're so obsessed about how we look and perfections and what perfections are, when the reality is it's all our imperfections is what makes us beautiful and perfect. And so, because it's all those nooks and crannies, and the reality is that the sky is not the limit. The minute we make the sky ours, the universe becomes our kind of limit. And guess what? The universe has no limits. So it's pretty powerful. And that's what I want this song to kind of deliver that message of, right? Is when you see people living the lives they do, and when you're even Santa Monica, walking down that, I don't like walks, right? But I walk down that street in Santa Monica in this one morning, on a Thursday morning, the sunrise is up, and I'm seeing all these different homeless people on the street, and finally I pass a family where there's a child, there's a husband and a wife, and they're sitting there, and the child couldn't be more than 5 years old, and they're clearly they're homeless, they've got nothing. I got somebody that's still paying my phone bill. Mm. There's zero reason I couldn't have called someone at all that week. It was just my pride. I couldn't let go of my ego. I couldn't let go of the fact that I'd gone from X Factor and then performed with all these amazing people and toured with all these amazing people and done all these shows. But then somehow I ended up on a park bench in Santa Monica. And the reality is all I had to have done is just let go of my ego and ask for help when I needed it. And so I did, and, you know, this song kind of represents not being afraid to ask for help, not being afraid to make the sky yours, not being afraid to fight for your dreams and never give up and believing in yourself, but most of all, recognizing that loving yourself is the most important tool in order to achieve anything in your life.
I think that is a great place to transition over to hearing a live lounge version of My Sky. And I'm glad you came back to Australia to finish My Sky, because the sky is so much further away here than it is in LA.
It is. It is so much. That's a good one.
We don't have as much smog.
Don't. You absolutely don't.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're going to have our Joy Live Lounge with Emmanuel Kelly and Rob Sedke right after this.
Joy.
Morning comes, get out of that bed. Feeling good, feeling high, feeling not so low. Everywhere I go, I found that place called home. I don't wanna block the sun out no more. I'll be standing out at your door, and I'll fly high. This is my sky. Night has come, I'm staring at the stars, wondering if I'll ever get that far. Everywhere I go, when you're with me, I'm home.
Let's go.
I don't wanna black the sun out no more. I'll be standing out at your door, and I'll fly high. This is my sky. Building bridges in my heart, so we can go back to the start. Building bridges in my heart, so we can go back to the start. Building bridges in my heart, so we can go back to the start. Building bridges in my heart, so we can go back to the start. I don't wanna block the sun out no more, 'cause I believe I'll be standing out at your door, and I'll fly high.
Sing with me.
This is my. Block the sun out no more, 'cause I believe I'll be standing out at your door, and I'll fly high. This is my sky.
Well done. We will input the applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. The two of you together, that melted my soul. And
thank you.
Just you can catch Emmanuel Kelly when he opens for Coldplay later this year, or absolutely keep up with everything that he is doing on his socials at The Emmanuel Kelly and get behind this amazing Aussie artist. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music and your story with us today.
Thank you to you. Thank you to your followers and also to your listeners. And thank you to Joy.
Hey, you're on the Joy playlist now, baby.
Boom!
Let's get some joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.